Fed can just print more money out of thin air, but the government's always going to be in debt to the Fed. Oh.
Everybody has questions that aren't being answered.
And welcome to another Monday Night Master Debaters. We have a streak that is broken. Ryan was the longest running appearance on the Master Debaters to start. Now he may show up, but he hasn't yet. So he actually outlasted me and I created this show. But I had to miss one, and Joe and Jen so graciously hosted it for me. So this is kind of like full circle here. So this is a little synchronicity. So welcome, Moral Bob from Hidden in Plain Sight podcast, and Joe and Jen from The Legit Bat. How we doing, guys?
What's up, brother?
Good. How are you?
What's up, man?
Fortuitous, I guess, that I randomly texted you and was like, hey, we can come on tonight. I got off weirdly early today, so hey, fill in. It would have just been you two fucking knobs.
Me and Bob. You might have saved the listeners a little, because we would have taken them deep into some hairy waters.
It would have gotten weird real fast. We need Joe and Jen here to regulate, because
actually get compliments when both of you guys have been on our shows. We get huge compliments from people regarding both of you. So thank you guys.
Yeah, but you put awesome. Us together, thanks. Jen, and it's like we just explode. That's why I love doing the Meeting of the Minds once a month. We do it with Bob and Odd Man Out and NY Patriot. And man, other than this show, it is my favorite show to do. It's like every month I look forward to that. I'm like, man, because we just do the same thing. We go in with no agenda and the four of us just take it wherever. And we've had, I feel like last week's episode was the best yet. And I'm going to post that as a bonus episode later this week on my feed. But man, I love
listened
these.
To that one. Yeah, I think it was on Bob's feed. I listened to that one. I texted him afterwards. I'm like, dude, next time you do that one, do that type of thing, let me know, because I'm down for that. That's every show we've ever done, is we just start talking and it goes where it goes. So it's perfect.
Yep.
We're ready for it.
Oh, it's so much fun. And I love these little things, you know, and Ghost has the tavern over on Friday nights. And it's like, man, all these people are popping up with these little round tables. And it's cool because you get to hear a little bit more. You know, and you don't have to. For me, it's no work. This is the one place I don't, at all my shows, I'm doing research for days, weeks. It's just it's a lot of work. Whereas this, I could just show up. Now, however, tonight I did want to start with a little video. And I think you guys were on the tavern Friday night, right, Joe and Jen?
Yeah, I don't know if we were on when you.
Okay. So this is probably, you gotta bear with me for 2 minutes, because the last like 5 seconds makes this whole video worthy. It's the Indian, the Ukrainian, and the Kiev reporter. So let me share this here. All right. And let's go big with this guy. And
this looks fun.
Don't worry, just take a bit of a chill pill. I didn't even address the question to you. Relax, calm down. I don't want
you to my country.
Well, then, Mr. McAdams, if you are so concerned, about Ukrainians, then hang on, if you're so concerned about Ukraine, get off the fence and send your forces and put boots on the ground. Don't lecture us here in India, okay? I'm not going to hear your lecture. And if you have really problems, go tell Mr. No, go tell the U.S. President, Mr. Biden, who flashes. No, no, hang on. Who flashes his fancy credentials? No, no, don't, Mr. McAdams, tonight. Don't, Mr. McAdams, tonight. Play the cat's paw for the West here. Do not do that. We have no. Hang on. You asked those of guns. You ask those of guns what they have gone through falling off planes because you dumped them. You ask the African nation.
All right. Bear with me. It's going to get good here.
Millions and millions of Iraqi citizens because you dumped them. You people and your colonial agenda, sir.
Here we go.
Has wrecked the South, has wrecked the East, and don't sit here and lecture us. Don't sit here and lecture us, Mr. McAdams. We shut him down.
The look on Mr. McAdams, on Daniel McAdams' face is amazing.
The man has gone completely ballistic.
They have the names wrong, Bob.
Right, I know, yeah.
Alongside Ukrainians who are being killed.
I have not said a word yet. I don't know why you're yelling at me.
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking about Mr. McAdams.
I am Mr. McAdams.
Oh.
I am Mr. McAdams, and I haven't said a word. So stop yelling at me.
Sorry, I got that confused.
Going nuts, okay?
Yes, I got that. That's Boyden Nahalo, the chief.
Oh. I love Daniel. Dude, Daniel's legit, man. I would love to talk to that guy, man.
Oh, it was great. But that guy went on a rant about Mr. McAdams, and they had the labels on the boxes wrong. So he's screaming at this Ukrainian guy's going nuts at him. He's yelling at him.
Daniel's just sitting there like, what the fuck is going on?
I am Mr. McAdams, and stop yelling at me. I haven't said a word yet.
Daniel's a gangster, dude.
That's the kind of shit you get in the news that I just laugh at. Like, these people are such morons. If they can't read it on a screen, they don't know what they're talking about. Right. And it's based on, like, I was watching this one guy today. Oh my God. Talking about, he didn't care if what was going on was fake because he felt that it was real and he needed to enact revenge because of his feelings. And we're like, wow, that's where we've come to now. Because you feel this, doesn't matter about facts anymore. It's all about feelings and how you feel.
Yeah. And that's, they've done that through all the programming, through the dumbing down of people, through government controlled education. They've dumbed us down to where we can't think. All we can do is feel, right? Like, so the general population operates almost solely on emotion.
Yeah,
they don't think about anything. Everything is an emotional response. And when everything's an emotional response, it's really not hard to manipulate you.
Like, not when you've been doing it for hundreds of years, Bob, right? I mean, when you have perfected the manipulation technique, it's like fishing in a barrel.
Yeah, it's a bunch of idiots that are controlled through their freaking emotions. Like, I've got some young kids. My oldest are 5 and 10. And man, it is, my oldest still doesn't get it. And my 5-year-old, I'm trying to pound it into his brain that you cannot let your emotions control you. If you let your emotions control you, you are easily manipulated and easily used by people that know how to use it. Like, stop letting your emotions control you. Knock it off. Like, you can be emotional and react rationally. Like, you just have to take a beat, think about it for a minute, and then react.
And that's where what we don't have today is that moment of rational thinking. It's just react off of emotions and that instant reaction. Oh man, think about how many times you've reacted to something and you're like, man, I wish I just took a deep breath. I wish I just walked away. It could have been that simple. But now we're talking about that on a grand scale. You know, we're talking, we're talking on a global level in some terms.
Well, and we've driven up the ego of everybody to the point that nobody wants to admit they're wrong. When they've done that and reacted immediately out of emotion, then they're so stuck in their ego that they can't go, nope, you know what? I screwed up. I shouldn't have done that. And they just, they're like, well, I've already made this decision. So to protect my ego and my feelings and also virtue signal to where I feel like the hero, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, have you seen that show? It's called The Brink with Jack Black and Tim Robbins.
What? No.
Dude, it is. I just found it the other day. I think it's an HBO show. Welcome back, guys.
So, dude, I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry. My computer took a massive dump.
Yes.
And then it just logged us out of everything, and it didn't let me come back on. So anyway, what are you guys up to?
we're about 13 feet down a hole.
Yeah.
Already?
I'm totally kidding.
I was going to say, we about, leave you for 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah, no. There's this show. I just watched it this weekend. It's called The Brink with Tim Robbins and Jack Black. And Tim Robbins plays like the Secretary of State. And Jack Black is like this, you know, foot on the ground, State Department, nobody. And it's this whole thing about a war, like this rogue leader takes over Pakistan and they try and put in their guy. And it's like, it's crazy because there's a little bit of truth. Now, Pakistan's pissed off and they want to nuke Israel. Now, why do they want to do it? They say because the drones that the Zionists have been flying over their head have been using EMF radiation and EMF waves to sterilize their women and emasculate their men.
What?
Interesting.
And it's what? Like, I wonder if there's any truth to that, you know, like, but you know, there's all these little, but they drop these little things in there. And then, you know, I think they're Navy pilots. They're dope heads. Right. They're pill pushers. And so they're flying these missions all messed up. They accidentally shoot down like a drone, a Pakistani drone. And it causes like an Indian drone over Pakistani airspace. And so that causes like some big thing. And the U.S. just denies it. They're like, no, we shot a missile and it went into the ocean. And it was just like typical U.S., you know, the whole show. But it's hilarious. You know, Tim Robbins' character is just like a straight poon hound, you know, drunk cokehead, like just loves to party. And his wife is actually, I don't know if you guys watched Entourage, but the one of the movie head agents, I can't remember her name, but she always used to shit on Eric anyway. But she plays Tim Robbins' wife, and it's an entertaining show. I mean, it's only like, I don't know, 6 or 8 episodes, and they're like 20-25 minutes.
I'll have to watch it. I'll pretty much watch anything Jack.
Wait,
Jack,
so what you're talking about was just, it's a show?
It's a show on HBO. Yeah, it's old. I don't know.
I just read an article, India accidentally fires missile into Pakistan the other day.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, are you talking about something real or something? Okay.
So, no, it's crazy because it's like this TV show, but it's kind of based on stuff that would really happen. And then like the U.S. is like trying to replace the leader, and Israel decides they're going to strike. And it's like, it's so wild because it's a real life look behind the curtain, but they play it as a comedy. You know, right. There's like a war hawk in the room, and Tim Robbins is kind of the rational guy, and the war hawk obviously just pisses all over him. And, you know, they go with the war hawk because he's with Israel, and it's really an interesting show.
They tell us everything. Yeah. I mean,
they do. It's frustrating. I can't watch shit like that. I can't. I should, but it's just, it's like, oh, I hate you so much.
It's crazy. We stumbled upon, we were just cruising through Netflix or Amazon. It was Amazon. And we stumbled across like a plethora of virus movies, right? So the main one is called The Carriers from 2009. And the tagline is, nothing is more dangerous. The only thing more dangerous than the virus is the carriers. And they've got masks and fucking everything, dude. They're trying to get people to stay away from them. Like, it's crazy.
You know what they're going to say, though?
Go ahead.
No, that's what I was just going to say. That's like that same time, that 2009 was the last outbreak, supposedly.
Big one, at least. You know, the big push, because they do little ones. You know, like they'll do like Zika. Or
Ebola. That's another funny one.
Ebola was one motherfucking dude.
Yep.
They had the measles in like 2015 or 16, something like that. But they traced that one back to a vaccinated adult, that outbreak. And it's just like, oh, okay. And that's why, like, when I saw the coronavirus shit coming, I was like, oh, here it comes again. They're going to throw out another silly virus.
Dude, I just figured
was I
it
wrong
out.
On how the world was going to react to that shit.
As far as movies, though, wasn't Contagion one that was kind of big on Netflix or something during 2020? Yeah. I remember that coming out about the same time, and it just dovetailed so nicely into that great year 2020, you know, and everyone was talking about, have you seen Contagion and all these different virus movies?
Well,
looking around, not dying? How about that? How about just open your fucking eyes and don't look at the TV?
Oh. A good show to watch is Utopia.
I love that show.
Dude,
A little on the nose.
I think that's why they didn't make a second season to the American version.
They just needed to name him Gil Bates.
I know, dude. It was so on the nose. I'm sitting there watching it going, come on. like, what is the only fantasy about this? That there's some girl named Jessica Rabbit out there just slaying people? Like,
pretty much. I think we watched that at near the end of 2020 or something.
We watched the American version only. So I know there's a British version too.
British version was done in 2013. So it's like significantly newer. The American version was 2019.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty crazy that they put that out right when Event 201 was happening.
That one came out.
We have to rewatch it.
It's real good. Watch the British version. In my humble opinion, the British version is better. Oh. But I recommend watching both, because the American version is so on the freaking nose that it's at least worth watching and laughing at.
Well, and what's his name? John, what's the main actor's name? John, he's famous. Anyway, he's kind of sketch anyway.
The Cusack.
Weird aardvark, Cusack. Yeah, Joan Cusack's aardvark looking ass brother.
Dude, I love me some John Cusack in the 80s, though. You know, freaking Better Off Dead, freaking, what was it? Say Anything.
Yeah.
No, he's great. He looks like a mannequin or something.
Gross Point Blank is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, I'm a big John Cusack fan.
He's that Keanu Reeves type, though. He hasn't aged since the 80s.
He's starting to.
Oh, yeah. No. Now
they cut him off.
Yeah. Once 2020 hit, a lot of these guys aged rapidly. I don't
know
why.
Weird? Have you seen Ellen? Oh my God! Have you seen the side by sides of Ellen?
No.
Here's a weird
Madonna?
One.
Have you seen Madonna?
Dude, Madonna doesn't even look like the same person.
Or what it's about
Madonna? Looks like her 16-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
But with Botox injected everywhere.
No, it's
like,
not because
she looks Botox. Like she looks puffy. Like
it's weird.
The picture of I saw of her, it looks like she was having an allergic reaction.
It's like Courtney Cox. The one from Friends, she claims that she doesn't even remember being on the show anymore.
What?
Like she claims she does not remember being on the show.
Oh, that's because the one we have now is just a clone.
I was going to say it's either a hell of an MK Ultra program or they replaced the robot. You know,
oh, I thought you were going to get naked there, Bob. Damn.
No, it's a shirt. It's a shirt.
Put the tissue away, Joe. Put the tissue away, buddy.
I'm already done. What are you talking
Joe
about?
Joe just got real excited.
I thought you were getting naked, Bob.
Matt, enable screen share so I can show this fucking weird picture of Madonna. I know it's not good for audio listeners, but all you have to do is go to her Instagram.
Show then, one from now, and then let's show one from like 10 years
ago. Yeah, I'll try to put them side by side here.
She looks like she's 100 10 years ago.
Madonna but now she from looks like she's 2017 16. Looks Dude. Like an old grandma.
There we go.
And then you get Madonna now. Let's try to find a good one of her. Hang on.
Does it's she look like a
fucking person?
Like Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton looks like a caricature of Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You can share, right, Joe?
Oh, he's no. You got to go up to the three dots on the upper right hand of our picture. Seashells. I think that's where it is. We're trying.
But it doesn't say. Yeah, there's nothing. It says.
Still don't know how those three seashells work.
It's a secret.
I'll do this. Hey, watch this. Here's a hack. I'm just going to put it up as our background. Oh, I have to do that. Never mind. Anyway, look, just Google pictures of Madonna from 2017 and then go look at her Instagram. It's fucking wild.
When you go up to the corner of our picture, though, there's not three dots there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just sent you a link, Matt. That's Madonna in 2017.
Yeah, it won't let me allow you to share.
That's weird.
If you go down. Yeah, if you go down to screen share, you should be able to click on just screen
share. No, I did. I just clicked.
Sorry, this is great audio for the listeners.
No. Sorry,
guys. Do you ever want to start your own podcast? These are the problems you'll run into.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've ran into so many problems. I'm just like, you know, it's just part of the show now.
At least you're not Kyle from Big Dumb. He lost four episodes the other day.
What?
Yeah, he did. He had four of them and he just had it on his machine and he left it and he was like, because he kept doing them day after day. And he's like, I'll save it tomorrow. His machine either rebooted or crashed overnight, lost them all. He's like,
I've had shit like that happen before where it's just like if you do a long podcast, it takes Zoom a while to like download it and give you the file. And so like one night I recorded a podcast and I was like, okay, I'll come back and send it off where it needs to go here in a minute. And I went into my room and passed out, woke up the next day, Jesus Christ. She looks like the Crypt Keeper. I woke up the next day and was like, oh shit, my episode. And I went and my computer had restarted and I lost the whole thing. I was like, fuck.
Yep, done that. So this is Madonna in 2017. Look at the different features. Look at her nose, look at her eyes, look at her eyebrows, her hair. I mean, just look at the general dumpster fire that is Madonna. And then this is from, starting in 2020, she looks like this all of a sudden.
Yeah.
What?
It's not a different fucking person.
No.
Yeah. Check out her Instagram.
That's
dude.
Not the same person. Madonna Madonna's boobs are not that big.
This now they is are. Not fucking Madonna. I'm sorry. No. That's not her.
It looks closer to Megan Fox than it does Madonna.
Like Megan Fox. Madonna has like a
that's
certain look. She's
that's
very
not unique. Madonna.
Yeah, no, that's different.
This is Madonna. She looks like a 16-year-old hooker. Isn't that crazy?
It looks like a mannequin.
So
yeah, that's bizarre. Go
back to like, yeah, she looks fake.
Somebody made a clone of Madonna and like weird scienced it where they manipulated. Like, okay, she didn't have big enough boobs before, so let's give her bigger boobs. And her lips.
Madonna made
thin,
a clone of herself.
She's going full Westworld.
Anyone listening, go to Instagram and check out her profile or her page.
What?
Wow,
so this is still from 2021. So I had to go back. Like, it was very uncomfortable to sift through Madonna's Instagram. Like, I'm like, I hate this bitch already, but I have to look. So if you go back far enough, she looks.
You can see the transition.
Different.
Well, yeah, because in 2020 she looked a lot different than that.
Yeah, and remember in 2020 is when she made that weird video about the in the bathtub and talking about pasta and pizza and shit like that. Like, look at this one.
Yeah, there was
that's not Madonna.
No,
she's like 65.
That is not Madonna.
No,
that is a.
Sometimes I wish you put video out, Matt, so people could see this shit.
Yeah, it's
okay, so she's 63 years old. She's 63. We have
60
so,
fucking
again,
three.
Though, as a proponent for someone saying that you don't have to age the way that society tells you you do, I'm going to live to be 500.
Yeah, but they've said it. they've said that there are things that they take, you know, I mean, it's
for sure. No, I know
it's so out there, around. But in addition to that, something. How many of them have had either major, I'm not into the whole clone thing. Cause I just think it's a little too crazy, but I'm not there yet. I'm not saying it's not possible because I've seen crazier, but I mean, it's just,
oh, we for sure have clones among us.
I'm not Elon even saying Musk, clones, Bill Bob. Gates, I'm saying these could be like, just different people, right? Stand-ins, lookalikes, you know?
Yeah,
people, that's both all it could be.
Well, yeah. There's definitely those. There's you definitely know? Those.
I mean, and like Madonna's Clinton, still, yeah, there's Madonna still alive, have, but like, this Madonna's living the camera life, right? I mean, it's just...
And the filters, though, that they have, too, there are filters that Joe and I did face swap, and ew, it makes me look exactly like a dude. Like, I have a picture of me as a dude, and it's another person. It's obviously not me at all. You can kind of see the features of, like, my eyes. I have earrings in. I look like, hey. But
it could just be, yeah,
but
high,
I look
high
like
tech
a dude.
Filtering or, you
and
know,
so
whatever.
She could, yeah, have some filters going on, plus a bunch of major surgeries. So there
right.
are realistic possibilities.
I have seen people, some videos recently that it was like some super young looking chick, and people are like, holy shit, this isn't my face. Like, this filter isn't me. And
it's you know, it's that digital version, right? And
it's crazy.
And that's an interesting thing because. I forgot what I was listening to or reading today, but they were talking about, you know, back in the Q thing, they were big into Snow White. And that was like one of the things they would always drop. And this guy was talking about how Snow White, the significance of that could be how, and how it could pertain to what's going on today is Snow White was the first movie where they had layers to the animation process and where they could stack different layers into the film. And from then on, they could start doing it with real film and manipulating real film for the first time and really start. So Snow White was kind of that key to kick things off to show us that they had this ability now as, you know, to manipulate things through a screen. And it was, you know, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's really interesting because I never thought about, you know, looking at it. But then you see those videos, right, of the guy that runs down. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where he runs down the street in one it and it's all buildings. Then they reverse him and they run him back down the street and the buildings are smoking. Then they reverse him again. Then they run him down the street and the buildings are on fire and smoking. And it's basically showing you how they can CGI a normal scene into like a war zone.
Yep.
Oh yeah, for sure. All of Ukraine, not to beat a dead fucking horse at this point, but there's a lot of that going on, in my opinion, over there right now.
I think all of it.
Well, it's theater.
I don't think
it's
theater.
I say all, I just mean my sister lives there. She's heard explosions. That's the extent of it, though. She heard explosions.
Theater.
She hasn't, with her own eyes, seen anything. She has pictures sent to her from people that are like, look at this bridge that got blown up. I'm not unconvinced that the Ukrainians are the one doing half of this anyway.
The Azov.
Because Zelensky seems to be in the World Economic Forum. Yeah, the Azovs or whatever, too. So I believe there's something going on there. Obviously, it's not what we're told. And probably most of it's just CGI or fake or whatever.
Well, if they are hearing stuff, it's probably just like they've sectioned off a section like they do in America when they're filming a movie. You know, the production company will be like, okay, we're going to rent out this block of New York and we're going to do our thing. You know, and so have done that in the Ukraine and they're blowing shit up so people think that shit's going on, but it's just pyrotechnics and they're filming stuff. And
Bob, how easy is it to do that when you evacuate most of the people right now? What do you have? You have empty buildings. So those are just, you know, movie props. That's what it becomes. If there's no real people involved, they're just on movie sets. And it's interesting because the Realize Radio, Human Vibration and Rambo had Les Luthor on. And he actually went to Ukraine. He went to Kiev because he wanted to see when the Russian tanks rolled in. He wanted to be there and witness it. And he said it was the weirdest thing ever because as he rode train from Poland in, And, you know, along the way, he met a couple English speaking guys. One guy was going to, you know, join the fight, you know, this, he's like, yeah, I'm going to fight, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay. And then he came across all these different people. But what he said is once he finally got to Kiev, he said there were certain, you could only go certain places because they set up these roadblocks. And like you're saying, Bob, it's almost like they were cordoning off that scene, that area, and you weren't allowed to go in there. You couldn't go into these areas. Now, what he did say is, listen, I'm not BBC. I don't have unlimited budget. I don't have, you know, someone setting up things for me ahead of time, security, drivers, you know, having extra cash to pay people at checkpoints to, you know, look the other way, that kind of stuff. But he said that's how they're doing this. It's all being done behind a veil. Nobody's actually witnessing this. And I saw an interesting meme the other day. They said there's 27 million cell phones in Ukraine, and we're not getting any live footage other than what you get on the news.
We were for a little bit, and none of it was anything like what we were being shown on the media, where there's a dude walking his dog. There's another dude like riding his bike down the hill. Everything looked fucking normal.
Yeah.
Who's to say when those were taken, though? Because obviously with all the other stupid shit that we've been seeing with the video games, the video game footage and the footage from like 2 years ago or 3 years ago of the woman getting hit in the, getting all fucked up by a gas explosion. They were saying that was from the Russians. Like, who's to say what we're even looking at with any of this stuff? It's all coming through a screen. We're not there. I don't have eyes on the scene. I can't say what's going on any more than anybody else, especially the mainstream media. So who knows?
Well, what we have seen is a lot of bogus footage, like you're saying. Like, even supposedly there's a video that came out either yesterday or today of Zelensky in the hospital, you know, in the hospital going to, you know, talk to people who have been injured and maimed and families of those who have lost people. Well, the person that he's walking in with died February 26th. And he gave her an honor, you know, one of their highest honors in Ukraine posthumously. So how 2 weeks later is he walking in a hospital with her if she's dead? So either it's old footage again, or, you know, it's like, what are you doing? Why the
There's
need?
Old footage of Zelensky too, from a couple years ago in like a military garb or whatever. Did you see that one?
Yeah, that's from 2018.
They're portraying it as like he's out there fighting with the people and shit, and it's actually from a couple years ago from something else he did way prior to this.
Now we're closer to where he was playing the piano with his dick than we are with him being out in a war zone right now.
Exactly. I mean, dude, be more it's all
because
this dude is an actor.
Well, and you see, did you see? I don't know if it's real or not, but Jack Allen from Conspiracy or Just a Coincidence had a post up this morning about a Zelensky Netflix thing that's coming out maybe. And I'm like, well, is it about the actor that he played acting as a president, or is it him now acting as a president? Which one is it?
Right. Dude, it's such like, obvious theater.
You can't make it up.
I think they've realized that they don't have to spend a ton of money doing real war shit. They can save hundreds of millions of dollars, and they don't care about the lives. You know, they care about saving the money. You know, they see all this money being poured out to military operations, and it's like, well, shit, man, we can save hundreds of billions of dollars if we fake most of it, and then we can just pocket that money.
Yep.
You know, people still believe it. We really don't even have to try that hard on the faking, because most people are stupid anyway. So, you know, we can hire known actors to play, you know, government leaders, and nobody's going to care.
No. Like,
yeah, we follow so easily. You're totally right. I'm not saying that is happening or isn't. I have no idea what's going on. We try to do research. We don't really believe anything we see anyway. We're just
right.
Like, that's so. But what you're saying, it's very true, where we've watched it happen. So COVID to me was one of those things where a lot of people kind of came out of there like, oh, hold on, what's going on? But when you go back, if you start there and then go back, wow, look at all of the times they've tried to trick us. And then they come out later and release the truth right in plain sight. Like, oh, actually this happened instead of the thing that we told everybody happened. And we called everybody a conspiracy theory for saying that this exact true thing that we're releasing to you now you know, happened. So they admit that they're lying, and then we just believe it and still keep going. But a majority of the population continues just going, oh, it's fine. I don't even care about that. I'm still going to listen to CNN, and that's 100% true. And I think they just have it in where they're like, okay, I think we've got like 80% of them in. Like, let's just go for it.
80% is the magic number. But
is it really?
It's not just fucking CNN watchers. It's other people in our community that are falling for the, I don't want to say falling for it like it's a condescending thing, but there's so many people I've seen that are like, yes, we back Ukraine. I'm like, where? You've been with me for the last 2 years. What are you doing now? You just believe this stuff all of a sudden? Why don't you go put a mask on and have an I Heart Fauci shirt on too? Like, what are you doing? I don't get it.
Yeah, people are just susceptible. It doesn't matter what community you're in. You're always going to have people around you that are susceptible to the propaganda. I got kicked out of a fucking anarchist group, a group of self-proclaimed anarchists for questioning the government and, you know, like...
What is their mission statement? I have to know.
It's so ridiculous. Like I even asked this group, I was like, hey, is anybody willing to get me a gun? Like in Texas, it's legal to gift a gun to someone. You can just give somebody a gun. You don't have to do the paperwork. I can still be the registered owner of it, and I can just give it to somebody else. That's totally legal in Texas. So I asked them, like, I needed an AR-15 for home protection. It was the one gun I don't have. And or didn't have. I have one now, but like I didn't have one, and I didn't want to get one legally, and I ended up getting one legally. But I know I'm just as mad about it as you are. Yeah, I know. The rest of my guns aren't legal, so all the government guns I have is a single AR-15. But I asked this group, I was like, hey, is anybody willing to go buy me an AR-15? Like, I'll buy you a couple hundred rounds for doing that for me, but I need an AR-15. And they were like, no, I'm not committing a felony. I was like, it's not a felony. Like, is nobody, like, what the, and even if it was, like, fucking seriously?
You should have asked them for an M4, Bob. If you asked them for an M4, I guarantee you they would have bought it for you. Just that boogeyman of AR-15 scared the shit out of him.
That's funny too, Matt, because my AR-15 is an M4 carbine style.
Yeah,
but it's
AR-15. It's a good gun.
So the AR-15 is like a bazooka to liberals. Like they don't understand that they just don't.
Big scary military gun.
Yeah,
it's basically got a little
bullets that go around corners.
It's a weapon of war, Matt. It's a weapon of war, and it doesn't belong on the streets.
Dude, with my 22, I can shoot squirrels with it. I got a 22 rifle. I love shooting squirrels, you know? It's like one of those things you just, it's not going to do anything.
I've got a...
New to you, how do you love shooting squirrels? Sorry,
No. It was at my old house in Connecticut where they used to terrorize the siding and try and get into my attic and all this. It was, I played Kevin McAllister. I had to defend my house.
Yeah. Our pets' heads are falling off.
But like I have a 7mm Mauser granted, it's not semi-automatic, but the bullet on it looks like a small missile. Like
say,
it is a massive fucking missile, like this giant bullet that's 3-5 times bigger than a freaking 5.56 round.
Damn.
And everybody's like worried about this. Like I can punch a hole in you with this 7mm Mauser the size of a softball, like from 300 yards away. Like I can't do that with an AK or a freaking AR-15. Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
that's some lead. Matt, right,
which
there,
which one is it?
Damn.
Middle, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the middle one is the side, like I'm assuming that's the 7mm Mauser because
with the one on the right, 5.56. Then
the run on the right is the 5.56.
Yes. Yeah, it's a. I mean, it looks
a tiny little round.
It's a little
5.56 is, you know, it's a deadly round. But I mean, my daily carry is a 357. I call it the hole punch.
Yep.
Like
it'll leave it.
I call my AR the wireless hole punch. Nice. It's not going to fuck you up that bad unless I hit you like 18 times.
And see, I finally got my AR-15 because I traded a gun that I don't use, and I got it from somebody I don't like. So my grandfather, when he died, I got one of his guns from his gun collection. And what I got was a 1892 Colt Frontier six shooter. Badass gun. Bullets are super expensive. And it basically, it's an antique. And everybody I talked to was like, don't shoot this gun. I never shot it. I had a hard time finding ammunition for it for a while because it takes a 44-40 round. So it takes a weird round that not everybody carries. And so I finally got ammo for it, but then I was just like, you know, this is a 130-year-old gun. I don't need to be shooting it. I looked up, I contacted Colt, got the authentication paperwork, and it was just sitting on a shelf. And I was like, you know what? I need an AR-15 more than I need this stupid ass gun. Like, this is cool and everything, but I don't need it. And so I went and traded it in and got me a gun that I'll use.
Dude, talking about weird ammo to get, I had a 380 was my first pistol I got, and I had a bunch of 380 ammo left over. And we went, the first time we went out to shoot, me and Jen, I had a 9mm by then, but I still had 380 ammo. And for some reason, the 380 ammo is in the mag that I carry with. So I went out to shoot. This is why gun safety is important, people, because before I shot, I ejected the mag and was like, that doesn't look right. So I popped it out and like, why is 380 in my 9mm? Oh, that's not a good thing at all. So that's why you got to check your mag every time. That's
I don't know
PSA.
This story. And the time that we went out to shoot, the first time we went to shoot was my first time ever shooting a gun in my whole life because I'm from Massachusetts. So
it would have been your last too. You wouldn't have had any fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been okay. I hate guns now.
Yeah.
It blew up when it
blew up in my five. I only have 9 fingers now because of it. So I am anti-gun.
Guns are evil. Oh my God. Yeah. It's not your
guns are terrible.
No.
Yeah. It wasn't my fault.
Damn. I'm in the process.
But yeah. That's crazy. Oof.
Now I'm in the process of getting the 22 rifle that I learned how to shoot on from my dad. So my oldest son can learn how to shoot on the same gun I learned how to shoot on. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
So. Nice. Well, in my defense though, the rounds were very similar because they were actually expensive Hornady rounds, like hollow point, all that stuff. And they looked very close. Like 380 is not far off from a 9mm in general anyway. So when I looked at it though, I'm like, that looks a little stubbier, you know? I'm like, let me pop that out first. Good thing I fucking did. That's all I'm saying. Good thing I'm an attentive gun owner.
Gun safety, folks. Gun safety. Like, it's okay to own guns, but you need to know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, know how to use it and know how to
I don't think
operate.
Anybody's going to deny the fact that guns are fucking dangerous. And they are, you know, they are what the liberals say. Oh, that's designed to kill people. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Tyrants mostly. But, yes.
It's not designed to kill people for no reason, though. Yeah,
right.
It's for protection. Right. If you're just going and killing random people, yeah, of course. But that's the person. That's not the gun. Let's get real here.
Well, the old argument of the car. Like, if enough people died by cars running them over, they'd be like, cars are designed to kill people.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Cars are designed to kill people. You could kill so many people if you drove cars
more,
the wrong way.
Probably easier, too, than a gun. You don't have to aim.
Lot.
You just kind of
point
and
drive.
And it's been done. You know, we've seen it with box trucks and things like that they just drive into crowds. I mean, it does massive damage.
Fun fact, 5 times as many people are killed with hammers than are with AR-15s.
Yeah.
So,
with a hammer,
I believe it.
Like by accident or on purpose?
Probably on purpose.
Intentional murder with hammers.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I was hoping it was a mistake.
You know,
the pissed off wife,
it's not like
alarming. Kill you.
It's not like the cartoon, Jen, where it falls from the sky and hits him in the head, you know?
There's something like.
That's funnier, though.
There's something like 12,000 people a year that die falling downstairs.
Wow.
I don't know what the stats are, but there's something similar to people that have vending machines fall on them and they die.
Yeah.
And it's more than some gun deaths or something.
It's more than assault rifle deaths. There's only like, I want to say like less than 100 assault rifle deaths a year. And most of them are accidents. You know, they're accidental deaths, hunting or kids fucking around or some shit. Yeah, it's an alarmingly low number of people. Yeah, another fun fact, because I like throwing this one out there. you are almost 100 times more likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist in the United States.
I believe it.
I don't think I'm important enough to be killed by a terrorist.
Oh, okay. So vending machines kill more problem. People per year than yeah. sharks. But
right, yeah,
they're responsible for an average of 13 deaths per year, but that's still wildly high. What are you doing to that vending machine that it's like, fuck you, I'm killing you?
It just depends yeah. on the narrative. So, okay, if this is in the any stat that's in the media, so vending machines, if they became yeah, a huge problem, would kill so many people per year mm-hmm. if the government wanted them to. Just like right. guns become a huge right. school shootings are a huge problem when people want gun control
of course.
To be a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
There's tons of school shootings or people are just dying or getting killed all over the place from just random gun violence.
And, okay. But blaming the gun well, is like blaming, you know, Budweiser for drunk driving. It's fucking completely silly. Like,
well,
come
and
on.
Bob, it's oh like all God. The it's like all the police brutality. Right. I mean, in 2020, every day it was a new story. When's the last time you heard anything about any police shootings or any police beatings? And I guarantee you they've right. happened since then.
They're still happening.
But so, yeah, but often. They never stopped and they never will. But no. since they're not the hot button item right now, they don't need to push that button anymore to push the racial tension. We're good. And it's like it's so obvious. But people like we were talking about earlier. There's that 80% that whatever way that current is pushing, they're just going with it and they get swept up in it. And that's what these geniuses do with the, you know, the screen. They are able to show, they tell you what is should be important to you. And this is one of those things.
Well, it's like I've been trying to say lately, the most valuable currency in society is the narrative.
Like, yeah, yeah.
If you can control the narrative, you own everything.
Yeah.
Like, and they've got a matters. Fucking vice grip on that shit.
They yeah, do. It's kind of cool that we're on the outside of it. I do like that. Because I see people just, you see the news. It's the same, like you were saying, Matt, with the COVID deaths or COVID cases, whatever it was. They were just going over every single one. And I had to say to my parents in Massachusetts, hey, you know, can you imagine if they went over flu stats, like every single case of every person, like every story of whoever died?
Or cancer. How about cancer? Because that's man-made.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
How about obesity?
Yeah.
It could, yeah. But if they just harped on it and every story you saw in the news was obesity, 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 you'd be like, oh my God, am I too fat? I better stop eating. What the fuck? It makes people focus on something else. So
if people really cared about lives, they'd be in front of fucking, you know, McDonald's and KFC and they'd be barring people from going into these fast food restaurants because that is the number one killer. And
well, then they apparently,
would also be
Bob,
outside of hospitals.
Bob, all you have to do is just invade another country and all of a sudden
move to Russia.
All that stuff goes away and you will become the healthiest nation in the world real quick.
Did you see that video of that? I don't know if she was actually Russian, but that chick that was like basically saying that she's like, no need to thank us. Like, thank you for taking Coca-Cola and McDonald's out of our country. We thank you so much for this.
Take your shitty poison and run.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
you guys see that video?
Yeah.
No, but I've seen the memes that are like 5 years from now, Russians are going to be the healthiest people in the world because we've removed all the toxic food.
They're going to go back to Nephilim status, you know?
Like, yeah, dude. I mean, it's just, well, and here's the thing with all that stupid shit. Punishing the Russian people for the acts of government is the dumbest goddamn thing. Like, why would you do that? Like, they had nothing to do with it, and you're punishing the Russian people that are just subsequent bystanders in all of it, and then you're gonna affect their pocket.
Well, it's the ultimate gaslighting, right? You have to pick a team, though, Bob. Bob, you have to pick a team because
if I have to pick a team, I'm picking Russia.
See, I refuse.
At this point in time,
I don't pick I refuse to pick teams. This whole team shit is why we are where we are because people can't stand on their own, and they're like,
they've just been, you know, dude, you know, there's a new movie coming about Russia being on the fucking moon or some shit, and they're like, yeah, dude, there's some new freaking movie about Russia having some fucking secret base on the moon.
Really? Well, did you hear the conspiracy theory that the Russian astronauts were going to take off from the International Space Station and just leave the one American up there hanging.
That'd be awesome.
So basically, yeah, they were
so rad.
Yeah, like they were just going to say, you know what, peace out. We're out. You could stay up here with yourself.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
All,
those people that are all can, together, yeah, no way. They're in space. They're like shitting in space together.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes. But they have a bond that can't be broken with some bullshit ass war that's going on the flat plane or globe below them, whatever, Bob.
No, they're not above it. They're in a swimming pool.
Whatever's happening.
They're in a swimming pool.
Or they're in one of those helium satellites, Bob.
Maybe, but there's no evidence of that. So the only evidence of the space station is in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And they're constantly surrounded by camera crews when they're in said swimming pool. Like, and why would you test in a swimming pool? It's the exact opposite environment as space. Like, it's so fucking silly. Don't get me started.
Unreal.
What's up, Ryan? Welcome.
Ryan made it.
Hey.
Yay, what's up?
You forgot to adjust for daylight savings, dude.
Why?
It's 10 o'clock out
here.
You're
an hour late.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you guys already been going for like an hour then.
You missed it. I shed my fucking sweatshirt a little while ago.
Oh, my shit's all fucked up too. Well, thanks. Yeah, no, I mean, hey. I don't know what the fuck. I that's just my fault, I guess. I was eating tacos.
See, that's because Arizona. You were right.
That's funny.
Okay, so Ryan, we were about to play this video. I'm sure you've already seen it, but I wanted to play it for Bob because he hasn't seen it. So if I can figure it out. Hang on. Let me pull this shit up.
The suspense is killing me.
I know. Sorry.
You're going to pay for the whole seat, but you only need
Can you see the Russian chick with big boobs?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is hilarious. Just listen to what she says. It's only like a minute.
Hello, Americans. This is Natasha from Russia. And we want to thank you for all your sanctions, for taking away from our country Coca-Cola, KFC, McDonald's, and all that shit. We understand that you take care of our healthy, and that's why we'll be stronger and more beautiful and without fat. So we take care of you too. And that's why we cut our gas. So you have to walk by foot instead of using your cars. Don't thank you. Don't say thank you. Friendship. I am so sorry. I have to go to feed my bear and drink vodka and play balalaika right now. See you later from Russia with love.
She looks like she went to the same surgeon as Madonna.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, she's smoking hot, I think. I'm just going to come out and say it. There's nothing wrong with that.
You seen Madonna lately, Ryan?
No, Madonna's fucked up. I've seen that.
We did a whole segment on Madonna earlier. Go look at
her Instagram.
Oh no, yeah, she's fucked up. She looks like a plastic, like a mannequin. She's crazy looking.
Yeah. But if you look back at, we've already covered this, but just real quick, just Ryan's take. Look up or Google Madonna 2017. That's not the same fucking person. Either it's not the same person, or there's a lot of filters, or a lot of collagen, or maybe she's just eating better. I don't know.
Mm. I think it's the latter. I think that's what's going on. She's probably just got a new diet.
Yeah.
She's got a lot more broccoli. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so that's crazy.
I wanted to share this with you guys. I was doing like Russia, Ukraine, or Tartaria old land research, and I was looking at like the fall of the Soviet Union, and Turkmenistan kept coming up. Dude, they had this leader that he took over when the Soviet Union fell in like 91 or whatever, and then in 93 he decided to rebrand the country, so he renamed himself to Turkmenbashi. Okay. So this guy, and so he starts renaming, like he renames the airport after himself. He does all this crazy shit in like 1997. After he quit smoking, he banned smoking from the country. Like shit, like he banned like gold teeth and like caps and stuff like that, because he was like big. His vice president ended up being his dentist because he really liked the guy. And so like he was big into teeth. Like he told people shit like, you know, dogs have really good teeth because they chew bones. You people need to chew on bones and shit like this. And then at one point he doesn't like dogs, so he bans dogs from the country. Like all this wild shit that like you would
even
think
the tooth advice.
Yeah. Like just stuff that you couldn't think a leader could do. You know, he would just put in these crazy, like he changed the months of the year to like his family's names. Like, you know, April would be his mother's name and June was his father's name. And then he renamed bread to his mother's name. So anybody that wanted to eat bread, they had to say his mother's name. It was just
Is he Christian, Matt? Is he Christian?
I think he's Muslim.
Okay. So I was gonna say, if he's Christian, it'd be really interesting if he's like naming like the flesh of Jesus, like bread, into his mother's name. That'd be fucking freaky.
Yeah, no, it looks like he's Muslim. It looks, yeah.
Oh, weird. Okay. Dude, you know what? Did you guys talk about these TikTok kids yet? Talking with the White House?
We did yesterday on Planet Retard, but we haven't talked about it tonight yet.
What? Continue.
So I found a very, very interesting connection, and I'm actually in the episode that I'm releasing tomorrow morning, I'm going to talk about it. But this is basically what I do whenever I come on here, is I just like spoil the fucking work that I do on my episodes.
Yeah, but Matt, yours comes out before mine, so you're good.
Does it come out?
Oh, yeah. I won't drop this till tomorrow afternoon. So yours will be out well. Oh.
Well, dude, see if you can find on yours and you can stream it to us, because for some reason, when I try and stream shit, it doesn't work. And sorry about my green screen. I'm about to just turn this off. I don't know what's going on. I'm just a mess today. But, you know, this guy named Aaron Parnas. See if you can look up Aaron, P-A-R-N-A-S. And his message about Ukraine. And if you can play that really quick, and then I'll give you a little backstory after we play that, because it's fascinating shit, dude. Very, very weird.
Is it from today?
No. So just I would type in like Aaron Parnas, Ukraine White House message.
Dude, there's I'll show you. There's like, hold on. Let me share, because there's so many. It's all like little TikTok clips from every day.
Okay. See. Oh, that's from Aaron Parnas.
Yeah. It's like every day this week.
Dude, that guy doesn't look well.
No. Yeah. He's Ukrainian. I'll tell you that. Shit. Well, yeah, he does one every hour on the hour. Damn it, man. I wanted to see if I can get you to hear this message, but. So basically this dude, like I said, he's got family in Ukraine. He's Ukrainian, Jewish Ukrainian. And he, again, his name's Aaron Parnas. He was one of these 30 TikTok influencers that, you know, got on this Zoom call. They get pushed this propaganda from the White House. Jen Psaki was talking to these people saying like, hey, you need to push this message out. The video call is supposedly unavailable, and they had to like kind of sign NDAs. They were able to talk about what they saw, but they can't record or anything. So it's interesting to like, you got to wonder like, okay, were they being threatened? Like, hey, if you guys fucking stray away from this message, you're going to lose all your livelihood. You know,
without a doubt, these kids threaten their channel. Yeah.
These kids are making money off this TikTok shit, dude. So what I'm thinking here is, and then what I looked into is this specific dude, Aaron Parnas. His dad is named Lev Parnas. Okay. Now, Lev Parnas teamed up with Rudy Giuliani early on in Trump's presidency to talk. Did you hear this?
Yeah. Oh, no. I know. I remember the name Lev Parnas. That's for sure. Yeah.
Dude, so Lev Parnas is this fucking TikTok influencer's fucking dad that just met with the White House. Lev Parnas started the whole thing about Trump's first impeachment. So him and Rudy Giuliani teamed up and they started talking with Zelensky. And they were saying, hey, you guys need to look into Biden. And this is where that whole quid pro quo thing came, where then later on Trump started saying, hey, you know, we're not going to give you this. I think it was $500 million or $1 billion. You know, we're not going to give you this money unless you guys look into Biden and the whole Burisma and the Rosemont Seneca shit. And so, dude, this kid that's sitting here pounding this message home to people is connected to the guy that started the first Trump impeachment thing. And now he's a massive TikTok influencer and he's meeting with the White House.
Yep.
That's fucking weird.
Well, it's like all those rich kids that were out there, you know, down with the man and all this shit. And, you know, it's like you are the problem and you don't even realize it. You are the 1%. Mm-hmm. You know, but you're claiming oppression because you've never faced any hardship in your life whatsoever. So you're just going to virtue signal at all of us that, you know, we've been living our lives and now we have to all of a sudden listen to you because you're high and mighty and have a little bit of clout behind you. It's all.
Well, oh, yeah, dude.
That's by design, man.
Yeah.
That's not an accidental thing. But FDR said, man, nothing happens in politics by accident.
Nothing happens anywhere by accident anymore, Bob. It's like almost everything is one scene after another. Like we were talking about before with the whole, you know, war. It's like a theater. It's like they have scenes set up. And think about how seamless the transition was. The day something ends, another chapter opens and a whole new crisis begins. It's like, what are the chances of that?
Very, very good, actually. That's why you can predict this shit.
Yeah.
Like, they've been doing this same game plan for so long that it's predictable. I mean, we live in the Truman Show.
Well, what do you think the sign was of Barry Satoro coming down with the Shanghai shingles today? Was that just to keep it out there and have it out there in the ether that people are still thinking about it? Or are they just prepping us for another round of boosties?
Another virus is coming.
Yeah,
that's going to come. You know, Bill Gates, right before the coronavirus, said the next pandemic isn't going to get anybody's attention, but the one after that will. So,
but is that going to be the pandemic of HIV, Bob? Is that going to be outbreak from the vaccinations? Because after reading those Pfizer and Moderna papers, man, the list of side effects and the 50,000, you know, people who are vaccine injured. Oof. Not good.
Minimum 50,000.
About that today. That's weird. I was thinking about how all this shit seems to be lifting, but it's almost like the eye of the storm, you know, where we're getting like relaxed. Like I went to the store earlier, right before the show, and they had taken down the plexiglass and nobody was wearing a mask. And I'm like, well, we are in that kind of part of California where that seems to be okay right now, but it's still weird to see because it's been here for 2 fucking years. And I even mentioned to the cashier, I'm like, oh, you took down your protection. How are you going to, you know, protect yourself now? But she's like, yeah, it's weird to not have it there. I feel so like, I was like, unprotected. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, whatever.
My life is at risk checking out your groceries every day. I put my life on the line for you.
As I touch all the things you just touched and then you touch them again. But that damn plexiglass, you know, but I'm thinking. I mean, not to bring it too, super political, but Ryan will appreciate that. I'm sure you've thought about this too, is the midterms coming up. That's a big thing. Everybody's talking about that. So with the midterms coming up in November, how far would you give it into that, like over the summer, early fall, until they introduce something else? Is it after the midterms directly? Because that would be right on the nose if they did that. But what if it was before that, or, you know, and the government came out to save us again. The Democrats came out to save us with masks.
Are you asking me, Joe, specifically?
Yeah. You're the political guy here.
Dude. So I think that it's hard to say right now, because at this point, and I hate to sound like overly conspiratorial, cause I'm actually trying to like err on the side of logic over like being overly conspiratorial. Like I try to actually really see things from that globalist perspective right now. Just
your ass off. That's all I want.
What's that?
I said speculate your ass off. That's all I want.
So if I'm speculating, I think that it's going to be somewhat of a miracle if we actually get to elections. I think right now, at this point in time, I don't think that we're going to have fair elections at all. I think that, I mean, dude, with this whole Ukraine-Russia thing that is being propped up so much, all that it takes, dude, is some sort of false flag. You know what I mean? Now, if that happens, it's really easy for the Biden administration to just declare martial law, and then there's no elections. You know what I mean? There's that. There's also, I mean, you got Ebola, you got smallpox, you got all these things. There is provable, I mean, there's paperwork showing that the same institutions that are working on gain-of-function COVID, they're also working on gain-of-function Ebola. That would fuck the world up. That wouldn't be like COVID. Ebola, with some sort of gain-of-function aspects, would just ruin everything.
Yeah, if I'm bleeding out of my eyes, give me the injection. Seriously.
It's fake. Exactly. It's fake as fuck.
It's not fake, dude. I mean,
it,
like, there,
the fuck, it isn't. It's 100% fake. Do you know anybody that's gotten Ebola, or are you just going off what you've been told?
No.
There is absolutely like zero proof any virus even exists. There's none. It doesn't Ebola? Exist. There's no proof that any virus exists. No virus has been isolated, not even the Ebola virus. It's completely.
It doesn't need to be a virus, though. Ebola can be a bacteria, too, just like all
bacteria
the other
is real. But
well, there you go. So that's, you know, what,
but
that's
they claim
point.
Ebola is a virus, and it's got viral. And when you look at the statistics, it's much like polio and it's much like COVID. The statistics are not scary. Polio had similar death rate to COVID. This shit is all made up. It's environmental, and it attaches, each one of these big outbreaks attaches itself to a new technology that's been released to us. It's not what they're telling us. Now, okay, you can call it Ebola if you want to, but it's not a fucking virus. It's some other kind
never
of
said
toxin
it was a
that's
virus.
Fucking us up. Well, I just want to make that clear for anybody else too, is that viruses don't exist. Like, there is no evidence that viruses exist. This shit is something else, and we have to recognize that in order to know how to protect ourselves.
But haven't you seen the artist rendering of the virus, though, with the scary spike? I mean, that seems pretty real to me.
Bullshit. Right.
Yeah. Straight from the Olympic pre-ceremony from 2012.
Right?
So, dude, so
creepy shit.
You know, there was something, there is something to COVID, though, whether we want to say it's a virus, which I tend to agree that viruses aren't. I mean, you know, I've never seen any proof of a virus, but I definitely absolutely do believe that Ebola is a real thing, just like I believe AIDS was a real thing. Right. These things do fuck with people.
It's from a toxic environment more than anything else.
So you're talking Brucella. Right. I mean, this is the whole thing. Brucellosis. I mean, I know that like this is the thing, but that, like, yeah, this single organism can fuck with you in multiple ways, depending on your genetics. Right. So, yeah, dude, like, as funny as it is for me to like talk about that all the time, there's something to that. There's absolutely something to it. Like Lyme disease and all these other things, like this shit comes from this weird little bacteria. That's a zoonosis. Right. I mean, like this stuff comes from animals typically. And that would be bacterial in nature. But, dude, I think that there's definitely going to be some other pandemic type situations that go down, but they're not going to be what we're told. Right. I got sicker than shit in January of 2020. I was very, very sick before COVID was even like, before I even knew that it could have been this thing that they're calling COVID. My mom and dad both got sick. They were sick for a month each, you know, and yes, they're both overweight.
Your dad got fucked up,
dude. Yeah, like, I had to take him to the hospital. Yeah, dude. So I had to take my dad to the hospital, and you know, it was interesting. It was like, you know, we rode in the car without. I didn't have a mask on because I had already gotten it. I was just like, I was kind of like heavily in that conspiratorial camp. Like, dude, I'm not gonna fucking get this thing twice. I drove him there, met him there, sat there with him without a mask on. I didn't get it a second time, right? Now I do take vitamin D. I take a lot of other vitamins, and I try to, you know, stay up on like the vitamin aspect of it. But dude, I've been exposed to it several times, and I haven't gotten it twice. I don't know what that says about it, but dude, something else is going to come around the corner, man. This was just a test. This COVID thing was a test. It was not only to divide, but it was just to see where the country stands. And then when you see how they're doing this Russia shit and they're trying to get all the U.S. corporations, especially, to pull out of Russia, there's an article on CBS that I talked about on the Patreon where they literally just said straight up in the CBS article, per the federal government, the reason that they're trying to push people out of Ukraine is to see how in lockstep these corporations and companies will act with the federal government.
Yep.
That's corporatocracy.
Corporatocracy 101 right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude, and that should scare the fuck.
And
that should scare the fuck.
But we're there already, Ryan. From a lobbying perspective, we've been there a long time. Now, what we haven't seen is this social push, right? They usually, for the most part, corporations up until recently stayed out of the political realm. They were pretty neutral. You know, you'd get an outlier here or there that would try and push an agenda. But now, like you're saying, it's across the board. And it's almost as if the companies that don't do it are being singled out and left out by those who do. And it's a friggin' wild time right now, because to have corporations be able to dictate policy and have the ability to just shut you off for no reason, that's a scary thing.
Well, what's interesting to think about, dude, is when did corporations start getting their moral authority? In my opinion, it was when they started, like, especially the food corporations, they started sourcing organic ingredients. And they just call it organic, right? I mean, like Chipotle has organic food and it's responsibly sourced, right? This is the whole thing, dude. So, like, when these companies start doing this, they can say, hey, you know, we're not fucking over the environment. You know, even though they're probably fucking owned by ExxonMobil and all these other things.
Like Chipotle is, yeah, that's what I was about to say.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Well, and then you have, like, you know, Yum Brands is tied in with Pepsi. I mean, when you look into who owns the food companies, it's just like the media, dude. There's like 7 corporations that own food companies and like, what is it? 7, I think, that own the media too. So it's crazy, and it's going into fewer and fewer hands. You know what I mean?
Well, and all of those companies are owned by BlackRock.
Yep. in a roundabout way, yes. In a roundabout way, they're shareholders.
A large share, yeah.
Yeah, BlackRock. BlackRock is the largest shareholder of like every company.
But Bob, I think that you would appreciate this, dude. I feel like BlackRock's some sort of distraction from all the other shit. You know what I mean?
Of course. Sure.
BlackRock is being, dude, I hear companies are podcasts and like other, like, you know, media outlets that are not conspiratorial in nature at all. And they're mentioning the overreach of BlackRock. So what the fuck is the real problem?
Well, they always need a scapegoat, right? Because the real rulers of this realm will never know their names. We'll never know who they are. So they're constantly creating scapegoats. Some bad guy for everybody to point at and say, hey, there's the bad guy. And that just creates more division. So that's all BlackRock is. BlackRock is just a target.
It's like SEAL Team 6.
Right.
Yeah.
It's weird. If you know their name, they're not at the top. That's the way you got to look at it. And I, because I keep listening to people say, you know, and they keep, and depending on what's going on, oh, this group, you know, because before it was a certain group. Now it's because of all the stuff that's going on in Ukraine, it's the Khazarians that are the most powerful in the world. And before that was the Tartarians. It's like, guys, you're just throwing shit out there. You have no basis for it, because if you know their names, there is someone above them that they are the fall guy for.
That is exactly my problem with the secret society thing. I'm like, if you know all their shit, they're probably not that important. They may be some pawns, sure, but if you know everything about them, you need to go like a couple steps higher than that, and I don't know where that is. So here
secret
we are
societies talking. Secret societies are another fucking psyop controlled op. Like, I just saw, I was at the store the other day, and the new Time magazine, or no, it was a history, it was like History Channel magazine, that was secret societies was the whole issue of the magazine at the store. And I told my wife, I said, see that? They're pointing out secret societies so it becomes mainstream and people don't realize that even secret societies are controlled. And, you know, they're They're getting ahead.
They're not
of...
secret either. That's the right. other thing. They're not fucking secret. You can, I mean, if you want to believe what you find online, you can find whatever the fuck you want online about Masons or the OTO or whatever you want. You can go join these things. It's
yeah,
not that
and
secret.
They don't claim to be secret societies anymore. They claim to be societies with secrets. That's
yeah,
the difference.
Well, and there is a pyramid type structure to all these things too, because there is absolutely some seriously secret societies. I mean, there, you know, everyone right. fucking points their fingers at the Skull and Bones, which is, I mean, that's amateur shit, right? And then you get like the Illuminati and all these things that, like, you know, my sister and people in her age group are
Knights
looking into.
Templar.
Yeah, dude, you know, when I go to like my used bookstore, there's a conspiracy section that's about 2 feet wide. And all that it is Knights Templar and Freemason books. Then you get some alien books in there. And yeah. then on the other side, you have like Wiccan and New Age magic, crystal worshiping books, all that bullshit that I fucking hate. I fucking can't stand the crystal bullshit. That shit pisses me off so much. It is bullshit. So but like there are these societies, dude. There's these societies that have some fucking role in this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Young Global Leaders, which is what my episode is about. The one that I'm releasing tomorrow, dude, there's some shit to that. I don't care what anyone says. You know, you can say that that's a distraction as much as you want. There's some people in there because you know what? They say Vladimir Putin's a part of this thing. I dug into this shit deep and he's not. Vladimir Putin is not part of the Young Global Leaders. Tulsi no. Gabbard is though.
Ron
Tom
said
Cotton
that.
Is.
Ron said that too. Ron in his last podcast on the Wicked Planet, he said the same thing. He's like, Putin was too old. He would have been in like
yeah.
his 40s. So
yeah,
he
well,
not-
no. So with Young Global Leaders, you had to be 40 years old to be brought in. When the Young Global Leaders started, he was 69 years old.
That's no, so, that's what I meant. You had to be in your 40s and he was yeah. in like his 60s. There's no way.
Yeah. 40 was the cutoff. They made the one exception that they ever made was for Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany. Right. She was 43 when they brought her in. But I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's part of this, you know, the dude that started Patreon, he's part of this shit, too. You get a lot of people that you wouldn't think, like I said, Tulsi Gabbard, Tom Cotton, Dan Crenshaw. I mean, a lot of people are part of this group that you wouldn't think would be because they act like they're all about nationalism.
Well, those are
bullshit.
All the guys who don't get censored. Those are all the guys who can say whatever the fuck they want on social media and never have to worry about getting a strike.
Yeah.
Did y'all notice, slight tangent? Patreon's new logo is a black square.
Yep.
Well, you know, dude, like that was one thing. Like, it's goofy if we're looking at like, you know, the symbolism and stuff. Like Rockfin, if you just like take, if you look at that logo and you turn your head to the left, it just says AI. You know what I mean?
Shit! Really?
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's all. That's why I've never fucked with Rockfin. There's
I
nothing
don't
wrong
fuck
with
Rockfin.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Rockfin's cool. And I know Legit Bat, you guys do really well on there. And that's dope. But yeah, dude, I don't know. You can find problems with any kind of site, right?
Rockfin's a limited
Okay,
hangout.
That was the problem I was kind of getting at. And I'm not knocking on you, Ryan, either about the secret society thing.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There are secret societies that run shit. I think we can all agree on that. I'm saying the ones that everybody harps on for the last 100 years, Freemasons, OTO, whatever, that's a fucking beaten dead horse at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows all about this. It's like saying Rothschilds. It's like, oh my God. Okay. Yeah. We know that. But with the different platforms too, we're kind of all new to this. We sure. don't really know what's going on here. Rockfin, I didn't even push to get on. I got somebody referred me to that. And I'm like,
really?
Whoa. So there's a place that I can go where I'm not going to be censored. We'll test the boundaries. Yeah. I have a fucking episode called Debunking the Holocaust. Hasn't been removed yet. So I might try like Rumble or something like that. Or like, I'm going to try to like prong out to these different platforms and see who removes me first. I don't know if that's a tell as to whether they're, you know, on the New World Order agenda or not. I don't fucking know. All I know is YouTube is not the place for us. I have like 4 videos on there and I'm very, very selective with the videos I put on there. I don't care if I get booted off there. I just want to see where my line is. You know?
I tested them, what, Joe. I tested YouTube with my 6 million episode. And I put, not only did I put I did like a 10 minute like montage of newspaper clips and music and shit, but I also put up my full episode and I'm shocked it's still up there.
Dude, that's the thing, man. I think at a certain level, they start removing you. You know what I mean? Because until you're even monetized on YouTube, I don't think they even touch you. You know what I mean? I've mentioned COVID. I mean, I started my YouTube channel recently, and I think that the rule on YouTube is you have to, before you start getting monetized, you have to have 4,000 hours of view time before they'll even like add sponsorship videos in. I think at that point they start fucking with you. So it's just like, you know, and like Rockfin, dude, I'm sure Rockfin is probably on the up and up.
I'm not convinced. That's where I was agreeing with you. I don't know. There's some sketchy shit with them too, but I'm just putting stuff out and see what happens.
Hey man, take advantage of it while you can. And that's my
point. If it's a platform you can speak freely, go for it, right? I mean,
until they shut me down, I'm going to be like, fuck yeah, put my shit up there.
Yeah, they won't shut you down for anything that you say, I don't think. I do like how their coin Raycoin. I mean, Ray is just ear backwards. I kind of like that. That's kind of interesting because ear, like you're taking the information from your ear.
Dude, that's a whole other fucking podcast about the way that they try to pay you. I've never earned a single cent off Rockfin because of the way that they pay you. I don't even know how to do it.
Really?
I have like a crypto wallet of Ray tokens and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. If you try to transfer it, you have to transfer it to Ethereum, which costs like $300 to do. So I've just left it in my wallet. I'm like, I'm just going to leave that there and just see what happens. Cause that's another wonky thing to me. That's where I got a little suspect about Rockfin, but this isn't going on Rockfin, so I can say that.
No, I mean, you know, well, dude, and then you have Patreon. His name is, I think, John Conti. I mean, dude, Patreon has been really good to every creator, unless you're like, you know, people like, what's that girl's name that got kicked off? I don't know if anyone knows the girl that talks about like the World Economic Forum a lot. Whitney Webb.
She
got kicked off. I don't
Gargano
know
Scott or whatever his name was, I think got kicked off Patreon too. I think that was that guy.
Which, you know, and this is what makes me skeptical of people like Tim Dillon, who I love, dude. I love Tim Dillon's podcast. I listen to that shit every day and like on repeat usually because it's just timeless shit. I find out about a lot of conspiracies that people don't talk about from his old Patreon episodes. But that dude's talked about some shit that, like, I mean, he's interviewed like Johnny Gosch's mom, you know, and like just like people, crazy, crazy things.
Dude, if you guys don't check out Ryan Christian on Rockfin or the Last American Vagabond website, thelastamericanvagabond.com, this guy just nails it day after day. He's putting out like three and a half hour shows on just shredding the narrative. You know, whether it's the Ukraine, you know, whatever, the Wu flu, what, you know, the shots, anything. He's been doing it for a long time. He's a great guy. So if anybody, you know, you want real news, he'll go get it. But I'm
actually reached out to him to get him on the show. But didn't Tim Dillon get vaccinated? Is that a thing, or was he making fun of that?
Yeah.
No, yeah, he did, dude. And like the whole thing is that, but then after they started trying to push for the third one, he was like, no, dude, like this is fucking weird, and the whole plan didn't work. You know what I mean? Dude, he's tied in with Joe Rogan. I mean, Joe Rogan's gone on record multiple times and said that Tim Dillon's his favorite podcast. Tim Dillon's got the biggest Patreon out there right now. He makes $250,000 a month off Patreon. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
It's insane. So, like, when you're doing that, when when you're doing those kinds
of... Fuck!
Dude, it's insane. And so when you're doing those kinds of numbers, you know, by this community's logic, he's got to be corrupted in some way, right? I just don't see it. But the one thing that I do acknowledge is his last name is Dillon. Dillon is an elite name in Ireland. It's kind of like our Rockefellers or our Rothschilds. Dillon with an O is like Ireland's Rothschilds. He's an Irish Catholic dude. He promotes a lot of shit. His show, when he first started it, they were talking about was pedophilia. From a comedic standpoint, it's hilarious, honestly. Like, I think it's fucking hilarious the way that they touch it. Because they talk about, like, Lou Pearlman. They talk about, like, all, like, the goofy shit. You know what I mean? Where it's like, dude, these guys they're pushing the boundaries. But then, like, when you kind of look at it from a conspiratorial standpoint, it's like, dude, these guys were kind of promoting some sort of agenda. Maybe they're normalizing pedophilia, even though they were clearly making fun of it. But, yeah, dude, they were talking about sex cults. I mean, this dude was talking about Epstein. Like right around when Alex Jones was talking about it, you know what I mean? So it's wild, dude. The dude's kind of ahead of his curve, and now he's just known as a funny guy. But I've learned more about conspiracies from that comedy podcast than I have from like Alex Jones, even. You know what I mean?
$250,000 a month.
It might be more than that, dude.
Imagine that's insane.
I've seen it
work more than 2 years. Like I'd work for 2 years and I would just disappear.
No, like, you wouldn't, Bob. Everyone gets addicted to that shit. No, dude. Once you start getting that money in, dude, you're fucking rolling.
I'm not a fancy guy. Look at me, dude.
I mean, neither.
I look fucking homeless. Like,
I mean, hey, you look great. You know, that beard is nice and red.
I have I'm wearing a shirt that I bought like at a thrift store 6 years ago. Like, I'm just like, my favorite vehicle is an old piece of shit rusty pickup truck. You know, like, I want land and chickens more than I want any material possession.
And that costs money too, dude. You know what I mean? You can be like the little Bill Gates.
$8 million. I'd like $250,000 a month is, you know, give or take what, $8 million in 2 years. Dude, that is more money than I would ever be able to spend. Like, and if you do it right, then your grandchildren aren't worried about money either. So,
dude, honestly, like, man,
that's so much money.
I've seen that Patreon get up to 320 something thousand a month too, like, because I'm a Patreon, dude. It's insane. But like, I would want money to try and, like, honestly, like, help mostly dogs. I would want to help dogs, not so much people suck. But dude, like, me and my mom have wanted to have a dog shelter for so long. But we just don't have the money to do it, dude. Yeah,
I'd like my homestead to be kind of like a rescue shelter. Like,
yeah, dude.
Like, take like the retarded animals that people are going to generally kill. So like the goat with five legs and two heads. And,
oh, you can start a circus too.
Yeah, yeah. But like my lotto dream, like if I won some stupid lotto money, like $300 million, like I'd want to start a school, man. Because more than anything, I want to help children.
A school for kids that can't read well.
How are they
good? I am good. A side gig champion, though. If I ever got a bunch of money, I would totally hit up Ryan and be like, okay, side gigs, let's do this. He is like the master of, like, okay, here's how we can capitalize on this. You always fucking plan, and it's amazing every
time.
You
gotta have a hustle.
Thank you.
Ryan's pretty good at his side hustles.
Thank you.
But his OnlyFans is on fire.
I bet his
what?
Your OnlyFans.
Your OnlyFans.
Dude, yeah, the bathtub video is catching really, really good traction right now.
It's just called moves.com. Everybody look it up.
No, yeah, man, the dog shit, dude. I want to do an episode about dogs and like the history of dogs and shit, but dude, like, yeah, it's fucked up, man. Like, people suck the way that they handle the way that people run away from responsibility, dude. Well, that's shitty. Yeah.
Yeah, we had it up here the other day that they performed a fucking shitty cesarean on a bulldog and then just threw the dog out the truck on the side of the road. You know, all banged
the dog?
All banged. They did like a home cesarean on it, trying to deliver a pup, and then just threw the thing on the side of the road. Like, are you kidding me? What kind of piece of shit do you have to be to do that?
Who did that? Did you see it?
In the news up here because they're looking for a home for the bulldog.
Dude, fucking buy that dog, Matt. I'll fucking.
Oh, I would, but they're only letting it go to only. It'll be the only dog.
Black household. Women.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, because I've had bulldogs the last 20 years of my life, other than up until the shepherd, and I love me an English bulldog, man.
Dude,
there's
yeah.
no better dog.
Our dog's half English bulldog. Jesus. We have a half English bulldog, Ryan. Half like border collie, and it's the dumbest, smartest dog fucking ever.
No, our dog got all the brains of an English bulldog and all the looks of a McNab terrier. It's the weirdest catastrophe of a dog you've ever fucking seen.
She looks
seen.
Like a pit bull, though. She How looks old? Like a small. She's almost two.
Oh, okay, so still a baby. Yeah.
But so the mom died, though. So the mom gave birth to, because the mom was raped, so they didn't fix the dog. And then this McNab, like, jumped the fence and, like, humped the dog. And they were
McNab?
McNab. Yeah.
That's the name of the dog, like Donovan? McNabb?
Oh, no, no. It's the breed. The breed is a McNabb Shepherd.
So it looks like they named it after Donovan McNabb, and he's just laying seed everywhere randomly.
He's laying pipe.
Yeah, dude. No, but the dog got pregnant, the mom, and then gave birth to like 8 puppies.
And then died.
And then died because 3 more were inside of her. And yeah.
Well, that's what happens. That's why English bulldogs have such small litters, because they can't be delivered naturally. They have to be
their heads are big.
Yeah, they don't, it doesn't fit. And that's why
dogs are great dogs, but
they're it's a lab creation, you know. It's not a natural animal. Because normally they were much taller, much broader, and they've just shrunken them down to these little, you know, round balls of mush that can't breathe. They have bad joints because there's so much, their core is so heavy, and they got these little tiny legs. So
it's like me.
Yeah. Don't start, man. I've been through the gamut. I've had one bulldog that died of cancer, another one that had heart issues. And along the way, it was just vet trip after vet trip. But I would do it all over again because it
was beautiful,
the greatest dog at all. They're the lovingest thing. I mean, my son, when he was born, we brought, and by the way, the dog knew my ex was pregnant before we did. She would go and lay and put her head on my ex's belly at night. And she wasn't like a cuddler. And then like 2 weeks later, we found out she was pregnant. So needless to say, we bring my son home, and I have this picture in my living room, and the dog was laying on the couch, and we took my son and we just put his head, rested it on her belly. And she laid there with her paw up in the air like this. So she didn't move, nothing, for a good 5 minutes, to the point where her paw was like shaking. And because it was like it had been up for so long, but she didn't move. And she was so peaceful with this little baby that I was like, man, this is what it's about right here. This is a beautiful natural animal, you know, a dog and a baby. And it has as much love for this baby that it doesn't even know. And I was like, we're set. And it was kind of a sign, because my son loves dogs and he's got this thing with dogs. And I like you, Ryan, man, I could talk. Let's do a dog episode, because I'll go 4 hours.
I'm down, dude. Dogs, fucking love dogs.
I had
pit bulls.
A buddy of mine had a pit bull named Batman, because he had a mask on. Like, he had this black mask over his eyes, like old school Batman, not the new fucking Batman shit.
Hey, I heard that Adam movie's West pretty style good.
Batman.
It's not bad.
But he, you know, had a kid, and when he brought his kid home, the dog like just got ultra protective of his baby, and like would sleep right by the crib, or if they had it in the rocker or the little bouncer, the dog was right there laying right next to it and protecting it, like the whole time would just sit there and like, this is my kid, I'm protecting it. You know, pit bulls are fucking underrated dogs, man. They're so badass.
The English bulldog, I had 2 at the time. I had one that was an English and one that was an English French mix. And the English French mix was a little bit hyper, and she would get a little wild around the baby. If the baby was laying on the floor, or even if the baby was up in the couch in its little seat, it got wild around the baby. The other, my English bulldog would start barking and spinning in circles and pushing the dog away. And then it would get it far enough away, and then it would pin the other dog down and just bark at it like, enough, not around him. And it was the craziest shit to watch, because as soon as that dog got a little too hyper, mama was in there just to break it up and send her on her way. And it's, you know, it's one of those things you can't explain. Like, how does that dog bond? Like you were saying, Bob, how does that dog bond to that baby? You know, it doesn't know that baby from anything.
Dude, but my dog humps little kids when they come over. Like,
well, that's a dominance thing.
A pedophile.
Nah, that's he's just letting them know who's boss, you know, like, and no, that's a dominance she thing. What's that?
She. I
said, oh, it's a she spent some humps time. She spent some time in your bedroom then watching you, Joe.
Yeah, that's, she's not learning natural. No.
Not at all. No, why, and she's chin on top? That's the weird thing. I right? So that's the weird thing, is that she's fixed too. But anytime somebody who, like a little kid who's like 5 years old comes over, she's like, I'm on that right now. And she's fucking town on it. I'm like, stop. You're embarrassing me in front of the guest. I don't care. I'm a 5 year old. Stop.
I've had female dogs that would hump.
Well, yeah, it's funny you say that.
It's weird.
Yeah, the English bulldog that I had, we got her and her sister together. So my buddy took her sister, and the sister was a humper. And anytime I would bring mine over, the whole goal for her was to get her down as many times as she could and hump her. And it was two girls. And it's like, and she would hump anything. Like you're saying, I'd bring my 3-year-old son over and the dog would hump my son's leg when he was sitting on the couch. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? First of all, you're female. And why, what is it? And then if you moved out of the way and she wasn't done yet, she would still continue with the air thrusts. And it's like, come on, no. Man, enough's enough.
You need to our get those girl dogs blanket. Together and let them scissor, dude.
Sorry, go, just right. Scissor or something. No, she humps her blanket. Like, if we leave a blanket out in her reach, she brings it over to her ottoman, which is her ottoman now because it smells and it's disgusting and there's all kinds of fluids. Anyway,
ooh.
She'll bring the blanket over to the ottoman, hump just the saliva. Fuck out of it until she falls off. And I know this because I've had a house sitter, my coworker, who's like, dude, she humped that blanket until she fell off onto the floor. I'm like, yeah, she's retarded.
But I've picked up the blanket to wash it before, and as I pick it up, she'll climb up onto me and just hump the blanket, but it's on me. So anyone watching is like, haha. And I just try to say, like, hey, dude, if you want to fuck, like, this isn't how it's going to go.
The blanket's not going to do the job.
It's not going to be like this.
Well, when you fix them, that's all that they got. You know, like my dog, my girl dog, Moo, she humps more than she's got a pillow here that we call her boyfriend. It's her boyfriend pillow. And she just wrecks this thing. And like the two boy dogs, they don't do anything, dude. Like Ozzy, he's super passive. The new dog that we found. I mean, he's a very passive guy and he's so nice. You know what's funny, though, dude? He's terrified of hot air balloons because every morning there's hot air balloons outside. And, you know, like I'm gone already at work. And then, like, you know, the sun comes up and this motherfucker is like waking people up, freaking out.
Is it the sound, Ryan? Is it that noise as they fire him up or is it the sight?
I don't know, dude. I think that wherever he lived, one may have landed next to him because there's a couple people with hot air balloons that live around me. And what? I think it may be the sound or the smell because he also freaks out when the coffee maker makes that noise. So it's like that kind of crackly noise.
Yeah. That.
Wait, yeah, dude. And you know what else is fucked
hot
up?
Air balloons?
Oh, they have them up here, Joe. Jen, you didn't have them out by you? It's a big thing out here. Like, and if they land in your field, like on your property, they give you a free bottle of champagne.
They're huge in Arizona. They're fucking everywhere. You can get up in the morning and look out over the horizon, and it's littered with freaking hot air balloons almost every single morning in Arizona.
Yeah, dude, the first in my area, it's real common. Not all of Arizona, but because I live a little bit valley. North of, so Tucson and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, it's weird because where I was at the first time I saw it, I thought it was like UFOs and shit. It was because it's weird. It catches you off guard, dude. But another thing that I found out about Ozzy is that he's terrified of guns, which is kind of sad, dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck, you know, happened with him before, but you know, he's really, really afraid of guns. Cause like, I'll pick up my gun when I'm going to work and like, I'm moving fast around in the morning. And dude, I saw him like fucking get terrified when he saw me pick up the gun. I think he thought he was going to get shot.
Oh, just
that's the, not that the street. Is that the street dog you picked up? That
Yeah. Ozzy. Yeah.
So yeah. you can take it that way, but we raised our dog. So like I was saying earlier, our dog's mom died when she was like 3 days old and the people who raised this dog is Joe's cousins, and they had all of the dogs together. They wanted to keep them together as long as possible. They fed them all. They nursed them with bottles. They loved the shit out of them. They're like the nicest people ever. And we took the dog at like 6 weeks. It's supposed to be 8 weeks, but there was no mom, so who fucking cares? So we bottle fed her and loved the shit out of her. We didn't beat her. We didn't hurt her in any way, shape, or form. But when I opened the garbage bag, like if I put a new garbage bag into our garbage can, you'd think I beat her ass with it from day one. She goes and hides in the corner and is afraid of that sound. And I'm like, why? I've known you from almost the day you were born. Like there's been zero interactions with that. It's, I think every dog, maybe they have past lives too. I don't fucking know, but we've done zero things that would.
Now they all got their quirks, Jen. Plastic
bag. What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
to wrap conspiracy into this. I think everything on Earth has a soul that's projected from the stars. And so, like, your dog could just be fucked up from a past life. That's just like, hey, I don't like that noise.
Wow, you're the last a lot of weird... I would say that, Bob. Thank you. That's
yeah,
really cool.
I think, because I mean, it's been proven that dogs dream and have consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's been proven that plants have a consciousness because they can alter because of sounds and temperatures. And
so yeah, they can communicate.
They can communicate.
Again, so, haven't you seen The Happening with fucking Mark Wahlberg, dude? These plants kill people.
They kill everybody. Jesus. Yeah, they make them all commit suicide.
Yeah. So, like, I think that could be something that whatever soul is inhabiting your dog has some trauma from a past existence that is from that sound.
Well, how about this?
I don't want you. What I was saying was I don't want Ryan to think that, like, if he picks up his gun, it's because of, like, the past life of his dog right now. Like, his dog right now might just be reacting to something else. Like, don't feel bad. Just keep doing
no.
It.
Oh, no. Trust me, Jen. I'm still picking up my gun. I have that thing right next to me right now. I've always got it next to me, usually at least one. So, I mean, I'm fine with that. But, yeah, no, I just thought it was kind of sad. But what were you going to say, Matt?
Here's a wild one. So my, like I was telling you, my English bulldog, it passed in 2018. And that was, you know, my son was probably 5 at the time when it passed. And that was, you know, his dog. And so, you know, we asked him, you know, what do you want to get after the other one goes? Cause we're not starting another 2-dog household, especially with the one that was left. That wasn't really a good dog anyway. So we're like, he wants a shepherd. So we're like, okay, we'll start fresh with a shepherd. So we go, we find a litter, ironically, out by where we are now in Massachusetts, and end up meeting the people. And they're like, well, we have 3 puppies left, 2 boys and a girl. And my son's gung-ho on getting a boy. We go and we meet the litter. Well, as we get there, you know, the boy comes out and it's like a goddamn rocket ship. This dude's just whipping around. He's trying to bite us as he runs by, trying to hump anything in sight. And that was the one my son was supposed to get. And so we're watching him. And all of a sudden, this little one comes out last and it comes over and it just sits next to me and my son. And we're like, oh, like this one's. And she's like, yeah, that's the girl of the litter. She's like, she's real calm and quiet and keeps to herself. And she would go play with the other two a little bit, but kept coming back and sitting next to my kid. And so after like 30 minutes of watching him play and stuff, we're like, hey, buddy, what, you know, do you want to get a puppy? And he's like, yeah. And we're like, which one do you want? And he goes, I want this one, and pointed at the girl. And we're like, I thought you wanted the boy. He goes, no, this one chose me. He goes, this is our dog. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, this is a 5-year-old that's doing this. And I'm like, okay. And so like 2 years later, after we got her, just probably last summer, he goes to me, he goes, Dad, he goes, when did Abby die? I go, 2018. He goes, when was Chloe born? I go, 2019. He goes, do you think it's possible for Abby's soul to be inside of Chloe? And I was like, wow, dude. And because he's like, if you think about it, she treats me the same way. She protects me the same way, but she doesn't even know me. But she acts like she knows me already. And I was like, wow, dude, I'm like, this is like matrix breaking shit in my head, because I never put 2 and 2 together. And coming from him, I was like, damn, that's some insight that like I don't see. And he's like, yeah, she chose us. And that's what he tells everybody, like, this dog chose us. I didn't pick her. She was the one that had to come home with us. And I'm like, that's some deep, deep stuff. But I wonder what you guys think about that, like the possibility of animal souls moving along too.
I think that's a very profound, proud father moment, man. Oof, that is,
you're telling me, man.
But yeah, dude, of course. I think my what I lean towards with all of the shit that I've researched is that this is a rehabilitation center, like it was supposed to be, in if you know some of the biblical narrative, and the souls that were cast into the abyss were cast like you would cast a stone, and that's what the firmament is. Like, the abyss isn't below us. The abyss is the sky. It's the firmament. And we are projections of all of those souls in the firmament. And this is just everybody trying to rehabilitate to reach to the next level, the next vibration, the next dimension, whatever that may be. And some have realized that, you know, they can stay in the low vibration evil state, and just if they're here long enough, they can control things. And those are the people that control this realm. They've been here the longest, and they're like, nah, we're not transcending. We're staying here. We don't want to go to the next place and be slaves. We'd rather rule here.
Is that like the bloodlines and stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I've had too many dogs, and there's a movie. Isn't there a movie about a dog that dies and its soul goes into another dog, and that dog chooses a kid? Something very similar to this story.
Get out.
It was like in the past couple of years. There was for sure a movie about this recently.
Yeah.
A very similar topic.
Let me Google.
Well, and then too,
there was a movie about this recently.
To what you're saying too, that's why we named Ozzy Ozzy, because Z.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
Dog's Journey. I think that's what it was.
Dog's Journey. That's the one it is. Yep.
Sorry, watch that with the boy this week. Yeah, I want to watch that, dude. Dog's Journey. I was thinking it was maybe like All Dogs Go to Heaven. But no, yeah.
What were you saying about Ozzy?
No, yeah, that's why we named him Ozzy, because, you know, Z passed away recently, and Ozzy, like, you know, Z kind of like incorporating his name, because he has some of the same mannerisms, like some of the same little like personality quirks. But, you know, it's interesting too to think that all the dogs that we have today, and the reason that like dogs teamed up with man, like back in like the caveman days or whatever, these dogs that they like the dogs that are the coyotes or the wolves that teamed up with cavemen, they were like kicked out of their pack, right? I mean, they were the betas of their pack. They weren't able to eat with the alpha dogs or the alpha coyotes or wolves or whatever. And so they had to like go and try and scrounge for food. And these cavemen offered them food for protection. Like, that's kind of the theory. And then, you know, like then they started breeding them with other things. And then we get these like, you know, little chihuahuas. It's crazy to think that a fucking chihuahua is actually like a distant ancestor from a wolf. You know what I mean? Or a predecessor or successor or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, all the dogs that we have are basically beta, you know, descendants of you know, like wolves and shit. It's really weird to think about.
Dogs are weird because you can breed things into them very quickly. So like I read something, it was a long time ago, so I don't remember all of it, but it was like you can create a miniature of a breed of dog within like two or three generations. So you just like take the smallest of one litter with the smallest of another litter, and you breed that, and that's going to create smaller litters, and then you take the smallest of that one with another one that's done the same, and you can make a miniature version of the dog that you wanted within just a few generations.
I always wondered how that worked, because every time I see a pug, I'm like, how did that originate from a fucking wolf?
Right.
Well, and it's crazy that they'll use like massive packs of pugs to take down like lions and shit in Africa, you know what I mean? It's weird to think about that kind of shit.
That's not what. No, they don't.
Yes, they do, dude. Like, it's crazy.
I'm imagining a big pack of fucking pugs just swarming a lion like a fucking bed of ants.
Yeah, dude. And it's not like they're taking like the pride's alpha. They're taking
how many pugs are we talking Christ. Here? Like a couple thousand.
200-300 a fucking herd of them.
Dude, I will fucking prove it right now.
I gotta see this.
Oh, that's got to be the best thing I've ever pictured in my head.
It has to be at least 300 pugs
taking down a lion.
How many do you think get killed in the process? At least like
a lot. Most
of them have to get killed.
Yeah, one paw strike could take out like a couple dozen.
Half of that third is just going to have a heart attack. They're going to be struggling to breathe, and they're just going
okay. Let me see these pug hunting lions.
So what they say from my first search is that pugs are one of the oldest dog breeds, and they straight up say here that no breeds were bred to take to hunt lions specifically, most large dog breeds will work in trained F. You know, I suck at reading so bad.
It's fine.
Pass.
Most popular public dogs school. In this scenario would be Dobermans. But yes, no. The thing is, if you really look into this, pugs can absolutely hunt lions. It's just insane to think about this. That I mean, it's just a matter of making these things, you know, educated, and you know, toughening them up a little bit, dude.
I mean, I love it.
Small dogs tend to have a pack mentality, so I would believe actually a pack of chihuahuas taking out a lion more than pugs, because chihuahuas can be vicious as fuck.
Yeah, but
you got 200 or 300 of those, they'd be like piranha. They just clean the fucking bones.
No, yeah, dude, just think about that though. Like when you're going to bed, this pug fucking up a lion, dude. That's what happens.
Dude, I deal with chihuahuas what if the pack every of day. Pugs? You are 100% correct. I deal with chihuahuas every fucking day, and every time I see one of them, I'm like, no. What? I would rather dig Saint fucking Bernard come out than this fucking chihuahua.
What if the pack of chihuahuas runs into the pack of lion hunting pugs? Like, that's the battle I want to see.
That's just a red mist.
That's like 300.
Damn, this Master Debaters took a turn that I've never quite Sorry, seen Matt. Before.
It's amazingly ridiculous.
It really is. All right, I think with that, we are going to wrap it. I didn't realize it's 11 o'clock already. We did a full show after you joined, Ryan. I'm sorry about that. Dude, you know what it is? It's the time change.
Yeah, Arizona is the only state, for some reason, that does not engage in
daylight savings. There's like two or three states.
Is there? I thought Arizona was.
Yeah, when I moved to Arizona and somebody was like,
well, there's a part of one state.
There's only two other states that don't.
Yeah, part of Indiana.
Part of Indiana.
Right, that's what it is. It's like two and a half states.
I lived in the part of Indiana that did.
And how confusing is that?
Engage in that, but the rest of it did not. So I had to take that into consideration when traveling.
I've been fucked up from the time change since yesterday, but this morning was especially hard when I woke up and it was dark outside. I'm like,
yeah, I hate it again, man. I was liking it because at like 5:30 it was light, but now I'm like, I'm getting up in dark again. It's like, this is bullshit.
I'd rather have my light at the end of the day. Honestly.
Oh no, Bob, don't get me wrong. When I can go outside at 6:30 at night, and it's a beautiful thing. I'm loving it then, but I hate waking up in the dark. Well, the worst is up here when you wake up in the dark and then you get home and it's dark and you never saw the sun all day. That's when it's a kick in the nuts. But
does anyone else do the same thing? Like I've been doing a lot lately. I wake up like 15 minutes before my alarm goes off in the morning, fucking morning.
Yep.
Every morning.
Well, my thing too, Ryan, is I've been waking up at like between 2:44 and 2:52, like 3 to 4 times a week the last couple weeks.
I wake up around 3 o'clock every morning.
Yeah.
Same. Every morning. Yes. Yep. Usually to pee, but other times I think it's 3 and it's actually, like Ryan said, 15 minutes before my alarm goes off. Then I'm really fucking mad because I get up to pee. And waste that time. Then I try to go back to sleep. Then my alarm goes off. And I'm like, okay, do I need this job? Do I really need this job?
Well, and it's shitty because you're starting your day off shitty. You're starting your day off pissed. Like I've been starting off so many days this last month fucking angry, dude. And sometimes it'll be like 5 minutes before my alarm goes off. And it's not like it's going to change my life if my alarm wakes me up versus like my mental alarm. But it's like, dude, what the fuck, man? It's just annoying. Yes.
Do you think they're doing that intentionally?
Because, okay, who likes fucking with me. Their alarm, though? I hate waking up to my alarm. I wake up and I'm like, is this a song? Is this in my dream? What's happening, right? I hate this. And then I stop it, but your body's like, you hate this. So I'm going to wake you up peacefully to pee. It's 5 minutes before the time that the thing you hate happens. Go make some fucking coffee and start your fucking day.
Maybe. No, it sucks.
I hit snooze like 700 times.
Me too. Yes.
I was never a snoozer until like 2021, and now I'm same. I'll hit
me
like
too
times, man.
Me I've always too. Been a snoozer. Always.
My I listen life. To sleep music.
My father was a snoozer.
Yep, I'm with you, Ryan. I do the same thing. Listen to some frequency music or different tunes, that kind of thing.
I fall asleep to Bob's Burgers. Because of faggot.
Bob's Burgers.
That's what we turn on when we're fading out. We're like, okay, Bob's Burgers.
Mine
turn
used
Bob's
to be
Burgers on and pass out.
It's a great show.
Mine used to be Ancient Aliens. I just throw one of those on. It was bound to put me to sleep. So
yeah, it's boring as fuck.
Yeah, it was gonna put me to sleep, dude. And I get brainwashed with some alien dreams every now and then, which was kind of cool. But
hell yeah!
All right. With that said, anybody, Bob, got anything you want to plug?
If you want to find me, you can hit me up on Instagram at The Moral Bob, at The Hidden Pod. Those are my Instagram pages. I'm not really anywhere else. I used to be I'm still on Facebook, but I get banned if I say like one word or make a single post. So I don't even engage on Facebook anymore, and Twitter won't allow me to have a page. So, and then my podcast is Hidden in Plain Sight. You can find it on all your podcatchers. Go to Matt Landman's website, actualactivists.com. And I think he's got a hosting page there that I'm on as well. That's it.
Cool.
Easy.
Yeah, man. And dude, your Flat Earth School series is one of my favorites. And dude, your podcast has been great lately. Not saying it wasn't good before, but the last, you know, like 6 months, dude, I can't miss an episode. I'm like, when's the next one coming out? You're blowing my mind. Man.
I go back to economics and politics with Brandon. So
nice. That'll be fun. All right. Joe and Jen, legitbat.com.
I got nothing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ryan.
Legit podcast on Instagram. I mean,
oh no, yeah, no, he already said it.
Yeah,
legit bat.
Just
legit bat everywhere.
I'm so tired of doing this.
Yeah,
Ryan, you do. Fair enough.
Yeah, just Dangerous World Podcast. Same thing. Just anywhere. Just type in Dangerous World Podcast, and it's all fun and games, you know. Bob, you got to bring up the interesting little story of Harry Dexter White too. That's a fun little thing to look into. You looked into that?
Really?
With Brandon? No. So Harry Dexter White was going against, he's the reason that we have the petrodollar, and the reason that we have the United States currency as the main world currency, the reserve currency. He tricked Keynes into, making this the status quo. And fun fact, he was a Soviet spy. So, you know, the whole fucking reason that our economy has been propped up over the last few decades is because of a Soviet Union spy. So that's a fun little tidbit.
Fun.
With economics.
On so, rabbit hole right before the end of the show.
Right,
thank
with
you.
A pen in here.
This guy's dropping bombs on the way out, just you're throwing like, grenades.
Yeah, thank you for these are always fun. Sorry I was an hour late.
Oh, that's my bad. I should have texted you. I didn't even think about it. I thought about it when you hopped on. I'm like, oh shit, he was probably, I thought you had something come up. So I was like, ah, fuck it, whatever.
Tacos
are always a priority. Do not neglect the tacos. Yeah, you can find all my stuff. Great Deception Podcast, YouTube, all pod players, BitChute. I think that's it. I don't know. You'll find it. Everyone, thank you. As always, this is my favorite day of the week, getting to hang out with all you guys, and another fun one. So everybody stay strong and question everything.